This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. And now, how about a nice, cool drink?
There was a smashing cocktail peculiar to the Long Island Country Club set called the Southside. Tart and tangy, lemon and mint infused, sometimes topped with a floater of dark rum, it is the quintessential summer drink.
Writer Laura Donnelly prepared this history of the classic potent potable, the Southside.
According to a long-retired bartender from East Hampton's Maidstone Club, the name originated on the south side of Chicago, a mecca for mobsters and bootleggers. In the early 1920s, the city's nightclubs and bars were divided by Irish gangs into territories. The north side mob, controlled by Dion O'Banion, came up with a drink combining ginger ale and gin to disguise the bootlegger liquor's bad taste. The south side mob, run by Joe Saltis and Frankie McCarolyn, invented a lemon and sugar mixture to make the gin more palatable. Armed with my historical facts, I made my first stop, the National Golf Links of America in Southampton. This is a manly men's club, so I dressed accordingly. I may have gotten some funny looks in my Jimmy Choo stilettos. It's been said that aerating the turf is good for golf courses. I'm also convinced they helped ensure the full attention of the waiter and my host. Female guests are restricted to an outdoor area called the Birdcage. I didn't mind. The view is quite lovely. My host explained the origins of the South Side as such. The North Fork, he pointed helpfully across the bay, has a drink, and the South Fork has a drink. The South Fork's drink is called a South Side. Not so, I wanted to correct him. But this is a men's club, after all. Plus, the Wasp soul food, chunks of cheddar on Ritz crackers, was rather delicious, and I didn't want to appear ungrateful. The next evening, I tried the Southampton Bathing Corporation Meadow Club version. I'm sorry. My date was a dreamboat. He danced like Fred Astaire, but the South Side was gullet-numbingly sour. It clearly smelled of the industrial bartender's ingredient, Lemon X, and the frothy topping gave me a rather unattractive mustache. On to the divine Devon Yacht Club in Amagansett, where Southsides are served daiquiri style, frozen with mint leaves pureed into the mixture. Like all other versions, it can be combined with gin, vodka, or rum. I prefer Mount Gay. The sunset on the deck was beautiful, and while catching up with a childhood friend, I proceeded to have a flirtatious interlude with the Vice Commodore. I could get used to this. Returning again to my ex-Maidstone bartender informant, I acquired the original base recipe. Juice of half a lemon, 1 teaspoon of sugar, 2 sprigs of fresh spearmint, 1.5 ounces of gin. Shake with ice and strain. The drink that bears the name memorializing Chicago's gangsters has been through numerous transformations while progressively reaching its current cult status among the genteel set. So where is the best Southside now served in this era of reborn cocktails, rock stars covering Cole Porter songs, and a renowned popularity of Lily Pulitzer dresses? At my house, of course, where you can gaze out at the water and imagine the ghosts of Legs Diamond and Elliot Ness quarreling over the bootleg empire.
Laura Donnelly writes the back page column for Hampton's Magazine.